If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
To Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. Our program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am Marlies Whalen. Hi there, it's Jazz time again at Jam Live, and today we introduce an up-and-coming singer, Lorraine Charmenton. You may not have heard of Lorraine yet, so here's a rundown. She grew up in a small village near Lyon in France, and as a child, she took a keen interest in the music of her father's record collection. That helped prompt her into taking jazz piano lessons and singing in different voice ensembles. As a young adult, she entered the famous Conservatoire de Lyon to take vocal jazz class. Lorraine extended her music studies by moving to Quebec to attend the Université de Sherbrooke, where she studied vocal improvisation. After spending 2 years in Quebec, she traveled to the Yukon for a vacation and never left, a story that's familiar to many of us. Although jazz has been her primary focus, Lorraine has an interest in a wide variety of music genres. She is currently playing in a number of folk bands as a singer and songwriter. Here in the Yukon, Lorraine has been quickly recognized for her musical talent and beautiful vocals. As a matter of fact, Lorraine made her debut on Jam Live in episode 100 as one of the vocalists of the Lonnie Powell Project from 2019. Presently, Lorraine is still working a day job and pursuing her career as a musician. We recorded her at the Old Fire Hall in Whitehorse, Yukon, where she performed as part of Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall series. Lorraine was joined on stage by some of Yukon's most respected musicians: Daniel Jank, piano synthesizer; Lonnie Powell on drums; Dave Haddock on bass; Olivier de Colombel, tenor saxophone; and Andrea McColeman, percussion accordion. Before we hit the music, we asked Lorraine to tell us about her achievements, and she humbly responded, "I don't have any special achievements. Let's say I'm a baby musician and everything is to be built." Ladies and gentlemen, here is the big voice of the baby musician, Lorraine Charmenton.
Thank you. Thank you. So that song, Afro Blue, has been written by Mongo Santa Maria. Yeah, the next song we're going to sing is a song of this amazing Abby Lincoln. Do you know about her? Maybe, yeah. And it's a song about how finally in life we just let go of control and let go of things, and we realize how just life just gives and takes care of us. And so this song is called Throw It Away. And a hand to help us stand with a gentle kind of motion as it moves across the land. And the hands unclenched and open gives of life and love it brings. So keep your hands wide open if you need anything. fate belongs to you. You can never lose a thing if it belongs to thank you. Abby Lincoln is a great, great writer. She writes really deeper, intense lyrics and beautiful songs. The next song is a song by the French harmonicist Jean-Jacques Milteau, and the lyrics by a singer who is Anne Dombey. And it's funny because it's a song that I've been singing like since years, actually. Just yesterday, I think I just found a video of me singing it when I was a teenager. Some songs like this, you know, they just follow you. So it's a song that acknowledges that some people are lonely, you know, it happens. Yeah, so I often sing it thinking of these people that are just feeling alone. And it's called The Lonely Nose. Know what it's like returning to my room at night, and no one to talk to, a loud TV down the hall, a couple next door who fuss and fight. Only the lonely can truly understand. Dejected and resented into the lonely night, every rain must fall. After fall gets windy with a touch of Christmas leaf. Or bound to see the light. Solitude has made me strong. When others spend their lives or begging for forgiveness, I got God's pardon all along. Da 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 The next song is a song that I wrote essentially about, you know, I think I had a few relationships where I just was not able to speak my truth, you know, to say, okay, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what I am, you know, just basic things. And you know how you can just like go around the topic all the time and and it just, you know, it just leads to awkward relationships. And so this song is called Clair Obscur.
Étoile au vent, vibrant.